In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text is that final word from Amos. Surely I will never forget any of their deeds. Today's reading from Amos brings a very harsh word. A basket of fruit reminds Israel that harvest time has come. We have this, in a way, on our altar pyramids. If you were here in June, July, and August, these little flecks of growth in the green were much smaller. You maybe never noticed, but they're bigger now. And if you're here after we have Reformation Day, they will actually dry up and change shape again. A little reminder that it's about harvest. And so the basket of fruit. What is the yield? In a time of outward prosperity, God found corruption, idolatry, extravagance, and injustice. Not what he had in mind. Then he says, surely I will never forget their deeds. A harsh word. You see, outwardly, things looked pretty good for Israel. Business was booming. Their temple activities were going on. It was easy to sell grain. They could cheat by shortchanging, by inflating currency. Even labor was cheap. Junk food sold. Israel thought this could go on and on. After all, were they not the chosen ones of God? Descendants of Abraham? Rescued from a famine by a trip to Egypt? And then rescued from Egypt when they were in slavery? Were they not given a promised land by God, even when they were somewhat ungrateful and stubborn? Were not prophets of God among them? Though nobody paid that much attention. God was taking care of them. The chosen ones had no fear. God could overlook a few transgressions, couldn't he? So why such harsh words for a covenant people? We too were rescued by the waters of baptism. We are sons and daughters of Abraham by faith, brothers and sisters of Jesus. Hasn't God sustained us, showered us with grace, and brought us to this place, a place filled with the prophet's words, even Jesus' words? Do we not have in our class day a chapel time, a time for the word, a time for the prayer? Do not our songs echo mightily in this space? Are there not words of forgiveness here for those acts of greed and envy and lust and desire for fame? After all, we are the people of God. We have his law. We have Jesus' words. What's with the basket of fruit? Why such harsh words? Surely I will never forget any of their deeds. What have we done to deserve all this? Such a harsh word. This is not the kind of God we want. A strict God is not a loving God. We want a loving God, not a strict one. Whoa, wait a minute. You can't say that. God is righteous. He seeks the right behavior. You shall love the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. He wants not just outward action, but a piety and obedience that flows from trust in Him. Can we expect forgiveness when we have no mercy for others? Can we shortchange others and expect generosity from God? Can we devalue others and look for God to lift us up? Can we treat those who serve us as some kind of slave and desire to be the sole heirs of God? Hardly. So, Amos must announce harsh words. Time is up. Israel falls short of the expectations and commanded behavior. So God, through Amos, says, I despise your solemn assemblies. I will not accept your sacrifices. I will not look at your obedient behaviors. I will not listen to your songs or your melody making. And we hear the same coming to us through the force of the law. For God wants pious behaviors that grow from repentance and humility and dependence on Him. He is a righteous God, but He's also full of mercy. And it's not cheap grace. His only Son had pity on us, became one of us, taught us the will of the Father, took our sins upon Himself, and let those nails pass through His hands and His feet for us on a cross. And there He died. He was carried to a grave and placed there because of our hollow pieties and our secret love of evil ways. But the power of sin in Christ is destroyed. Let us then take this mercy of God, not for granted, but run to it, leap into His arms, and say, I'm sorry, and I beg for mercy. And that overflowing basket of mercy can fill us with thanks and make us eager to do His will. The season for fruit can have a good harvest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.